Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 46, Special Incidents, Episode 1, The Real Purpose of Accepting Sannyasa, taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 3, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaita Acharya, Nyasam Vidhayot Pranayota Gauro, Vrindavanam Gantumana Brahmadya, Radhe Brahman Shanti Purim Ayitva, Lalasa Bhaktaya Ihatang Natosmi. After accepting the sannyas order of life, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, wanted to go to Vrindavana. But apparently by mistake, Lord Chaitanya wandered in the Radha Desha. Later, Lord Chaitanya arrived at Shantipur and enjoyed himself there with his devotees. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Srivas Thakur. So at the end of his 24th year, in the month of Magha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyasa order during the waxing period of the moon. After accepting the sannyasa order, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, started for Vrindavana. However, Lord Chaitanya mistakenly wandered about in a trance continuously for 3 days in the tract of land known as Radha Desha. Passing through the tract of land known as Radha Desha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited the following verse in ecstasy, a verse from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, part of the Uddhava Gita. Etang saastaya paratma nishtham adyasitang purvatamaya mahadbihi ahang tarishyami duranta parang tamo mukundangri nishevayaiva. As the Brahmana from Avanti Desh said, I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. For this was approved by the previous Acharyas, who were all fixed in firm devotion to Mukunda, who is the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved the purport of this verse on account of the determination of the mendicant devotee to engage in the service of Lord Mukunda. Lord Chaitanya gave approval of this verse, indicating that it was very good. For the real purpose of accepting sannyas is to dedicate oneself to the service of Mukunda. By serving Krishna, one can actually be liberated from the bondage of material existence. After accepting the sannyasa order, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan and engage himself wholly and solely in the service of Mukunda in a solitary place. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was en route to Vrindavan, all the ecstatic symptoms became manifest, and Lord Chaitanya did not know in which direction he was going, nor did Lord Chaitanya know whether it was day or night. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went toward Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhara, and Prabhu Mukunda followed Lord Chaitanya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Radhadesh, whoever saw Lord Chaitanya in his ecstasy would exclaim, "Hari! Hari!" And as they chanted this with Lord Chaitanya, all the unhappiness of material existence diminished. The cowherder boys who would see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing would also join with Lord Chaitanya and begin to shout out loudly, "Hari! Hari!" So when Lord Chaitanya heard all the cowherder boys also chanting, "Hari! Hari!" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. Lord Chaitanya approached the cowherder boys, put his hand on their heads and said, "Yes, go on chanting like that." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus blessed them all, saying that they were all fortunate. In this way, Lord Chaitanya praised the cowherder boys, and Lord Chaitanya felt very successful because they chanted the holy name of Lord Hari. Recorded August 3, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.